Okay, so we'll begin this evening's meeting of the Finance and Facilities Committee, October 14th, 2014, and it's 6:31 in the evening. Would you please take a moment and review the minutes from the previous Finance Committee meeting?
I'm good, too, Bob.
Okay. Then, hearing no revisions, we'll move on to the first agenda item this evening. Final bid packet recommendation for Forest Glen and Churchill building additions, and that'll be presented by Jeff Hayes with FQC.
Good evening. So, in your first packet, we've got the final four packages for Forest Glen and Churchill. The good thing is, in each case, the low responsive bidder is responsible, responsive, and a low bidder. So no irregularities this time. I think it's the first one. So,
yeah.
So cupola ceilings, painting, partitions, and roller shades. And just from this kind of lagging awards. Any questions? It's kind of straightforward. Is it for discussion tonight, and then final approval of the four meeting in a couple of weeks.
These are the last four trades you have to award.
For
Churchill
and Forest Glen.
Which is the last two projects we have.
Yep.
So this is it.
This is it.
For this phase. This is phase one, 100% left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just want to make sure. What?
Yeah, just
making sure.
Making sure.
No, it's good.
You won't be in front of us for phase one. And then for these four items, the summary gives us the savings for the first 16 trades.
Mm-hmm.
And then for these four trades, were we right on budget? Where were we? Because it says the remaining four bids are good.
Right. These four trades, we picked up a few more dollars, and what I'd like to do is put together a total phase one budget update.
So wait, in my world, when you say picked up, we saved.
Saved,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, because I was going the other world.
Yeah,
I was like,
like
anytime you pick up costs.
Picked up dollars for the district.
I got you. I like that pickup.
I knew that's what he meant.
Yeah, I was going the other way with those.
So, based on everything, and talking with Bob, what we talked about was putting together a whole financial budget update for all of phase one, all four schools, where are we at with contingency, where are we at with savings, so you can kind of get a
nice
picture of everything.
Right.
We'd like to bring that to the next meeting.
The next finance meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So you'll have that then on the 27th of the month then?
Mm-hmm.
So you want it as an agenda item?
Yep.
Is that something that we can make public pretty in terms of
mm-hmm.
It's okay to have an executive summary, but we'll probably go through it, but something throw
yeah.
on the web page real quick.
I think
so. Word.
Load it up on the website.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a good idea, Patrick. The only other question I have on these four are, and I've asked this question, and there's only one bid all the time.
Yeah.
Stay consistent. In your review of the per unit cost comparisons to the other two buildings we did, the acoustical ceilings for Ben Franklin and Lincoln, was this consistent by the per unit cost?
It was, and Just Right just has a tendency to scare some of the competition away when it comes to this trade. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So then the next order of business then this evening will be the Simplex panel contract recommendation. Over the past several years, our expenses associated with fire alarm panels and so forth has really begun to increase as a result of these systems getting so old. So Dave and I met with the representatives from Simplex, and I asked them to put together a contract that would include their annual inspections as well as any maintenance. Emergency maintenance that may come into play. As a result, as a point of reference, last year we had a panel go out at Lincoln that cost almost $17,000. If we would have been under contract with these folks, that panel replacement would have been pretty much covered. So, as I said, Dave and I met with Simplex. They put together some numbers for us, and that is shown on page 2 of this board report. And what I'll draw your attention to are current cost of gold maintenance. I'll talk about total per year. So Total current inspection cost was $16,148. With the gold maintenance agreement that we asked for, total was $7,200. For a new school cost of $23,348. When they came back with their contract recommendations, they came in at $20,120 a year, all inclusive for the inspection cost and the gold maintenance agreement. If you took that out over 5 years, it would result in around $20,000 in savings. So that is my recommendation, is that we bring this recommendation forward with the Finance Committee's support, and that we actually sign this agreement when it gets the appropriate board approval.
What's the maintenance cost on the current system? Am I reading?
The current system right now is $16,148. It's broken down by building.
Okay, by
and then we asked them for maintenance cost. What would the cost be for a maintenance-free contract? And that's
Same vendor.
Same vendor.
Okay.
Same vendor doing all the work for us.
Okay.
And that's kind of typical.
Right.
What I am concerned about is calling these folks up on a time and material basis, and it's $250 or $500 to have them just walk in the door, where we'll be under a contract with them if we move forward with this proposed agreement.
So, if you're at Hadley and the Hadley system totally is shot, and whatever, there's a short or whatever happens, and it all just, they're going to replace that because we have this?
Because we have this Gold Star gold maintenance agreement with them.
How old are all these units?
I'm going to say that the units themselves could be as new as when we did the last referendum in 97-98. There has been no work on these systems except for normal maintenance and upkeep. I've been here now going on my eighth year, and we haven't done any work with any of these systems except under emergency circumstances when we needed to repair. And again, I cited an example of what occurred at Lincoln last year, and we have had periodic issues over the past few years with these systems.
So in this maintenance, gold maintenance contract, there's got to be some things that are excluded.
Yeah, right?
Joe, when I saw these numbers, I was amazed myself. But this is the agreement that they set forward for us, and we met with them. We're all in agreement. If you have any specific questions, I can always go back and ask them again. But right now, I think it's a good comprehensive agreement for these for Simplex.
Yeah, it's an insurance program, it's $4,000 a year insurance program. That's what we're talking about.
That's really what you're getting.
Yeah,
and that's what it breaks down to be.
And we talked about this a couple of years ago with the board, or a year and a half ago, but the board at that time decided not to engage the services, at least in an agreement with Simplex. And I thought, seeing where the systems are going and the type of expenses that we've been incurring, why don't I go back and revisit that? So that's why it's back in front of the Finance Committee this evening.
Right. And I could see that this is a five-year contract.
I wanted to have a five-year contract.
So you're locked in for 5 years. So in the past 5 years, we know that our costs were, at least at Lincoln, for about $17,000.
I'm going to say we're spending between $35,000 and $40,000 a year system-wide for all the fire panels.
So you're spending in a five-year period, and that includes the 16 of the inspection?
Or
that,
yes.
That's
that,
over,
that's so, over and above.
So you're doing, okay.
I mean, I've always been paying this $16,000, so for this insurance policy of $7,200.
It's $4,000 based on their deal.
Based upon the savings if you incorporate that.
Yeah, so it's $4,000 for the insurance program, and a five-year period, that's $20,000. And you're saying just last year we spent $17,000 on Lincoln
alone.
And so the analysis should be, in the last 5 years, what have we spent? These systems are getting older, so your expectation is that you will spend more as they get older.
That's correct. I wanted to give you sort of a bare bones. I didn't want to make assumptions or anything else in it.
Well, I think the only... it makes sense given the age of your equipment. It certainly seems to be a prudent insurance program. The only piece of analysis I would ask for is, what have you spent in the last 5 years on these six systems?
Yeah, we have six, five buildings plus this one. Correct.
That'd be my only question, ultimately. I think it'd be a good thing to share with the board when you bring it to the board.
We'll have that on October 27th.
I'll just update this board report for the next meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick, what do you think?
So you back-tested. If this policy was in place, that Hadley thing would have been free.
Lincoln.
Yeah. Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Or some minor charges, but we certainly wouldn't have incurred $17,000 worth of expenses.
Okay. But this doesn't include any of the, I'll call it the wiring and everything throughout the school. This is, if I'm reading this right, this is just panel work.
This is equipment. This is hardware equipment.
Anything that sticks out of the wall.
It's that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's some wiring or something that's faulty, that may be called upon where some additional expenses may be incurred. But this is for the actual physical equipment that we have in our buildings.
Okay.
And that's all the pole stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strobes. You know, you see them in this room here. Your pole stations, your strobes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I see them in this room or not.
A little scared off.
There's a pole station.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to. Strobes and so forth.
So it begs the question, if these are so old, are we in code on?
Yeah, we're in code.
Because we get evaluated every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are inspected annually they're inspected several times, a few times throughout the year by Simplex, but then the ROE mm-hmm. and the fire department comes right. in and inspects.
And they were just here, it seemed like. Seemed like they were here just on Friday, actually, with Dave walking in the buildings.
They very well could have been. Oh, the ROE was here on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the fire department comes out a couple of times a year and inspects them also.
They were at Lincoln last week, too, when I was there.
Wow. Must be that time of year.
Yeah.
Well, the fire alarm went off.
So maybe we probably did you
vote? Yeah, I think it was construction.
You got
7:30 at
night. You chimed up.
That is mostly when they go off.
When we were putting the roof on over there, some smoke got sucked back into the building and set the alarm.
At least you know it worked.
That's right.
All right.
So, any questions on this item here?
I think it's good analysis to find out in the last 5 years what would have been covered.
I'll tell you what you paid.
And if you find out it's $3,000, then you don't want the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
If you find out it's anywhere near your number, your equipment's getting older, and
expectations
that's maybe you're going to need it covered.
I know it's pretty significant, otherwise I wouldn't have paid this attention to it.
Does the insurance cover all schools? So
it's by school.
It's by school.
It's by school.
Okay.
It's the 1,200 he posts, but they're knocking it down.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused. Then why, if it's for all schools, why are we getting a per school charge?
Because they have to write a contract for each individual facility that we have.
Okay.
The contract itself is with Glen Island School District 41, but we have six different sites, so they need to.
And is that all the inspection costs based on the number of equipment? Let's just look at Hadley. Hadley's got 4,600. CSO has 1,000. Is that just because on the number of equipments that they have to inspect and all that other mm-hmm. stuff?
Yes, maintain. You're looking at a building at Hadley that's 180,000 square feet versus this building.
And we're not going to get prorated or any type of insurance coverage that, hey, you had full demolition of the CSO, but you can't use any of the coverage that was for Hadley. Am I making any sense here?
If you get coverage on them all, I guess.
It just covers them all, right?
It covers them all.
But the other point, though, that you have in your analysis is that why wouldn't the gold maintenance be cheaper for those that have less equipment? But since they're cutting you a deal,
I think they're doing it anyways.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So,
no further questions.
Can Bob move this forward to full board on October 27th with the 5-year analysis?
I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Okay.
Then the next order of business this evening is a supplemental pay recommendation, and it's by Laurie Campbell.
Sure. Our supplemental pay committee meets several times a year, and that consists of several members.
Are we supposed to call Drew?
He's driving on a personal piece, so I had Maureen reach out to him to say, you can't participate.
Okay, sorry.
So, no, I'm glad you did, because that's why I had to step out for a second.
I'm good.
Anyway, we have a supplemental pay committee that consists of members of the Glen Ellyn Education Association. Erica Nelson is one of the board representatives. Steve Dively and I sit on the fifth committee of administrators. And the goal of the committee is to make sure that our supplemental pay structure, which is payment for clubs and activities for our teachers, is up to date, and that really what we've been working on the last couple of years is to make sure that it represents and that we're hitting the needs and the wants of the students, as well as making sure that things that kind of where people have lost interest, that those fade away, and also that we have made sure that our structures continue to match in terms of student contact hours with what's actually happening. So our committee met last May, and again this September, and we're meeting again in October. Last May when we met, we had asked for any proposals that might come through that that would make sense for us to offer to students. And one of the proposals that came through was for an ELL, an English Language Learner Club at Hadley. It's been going on all year, so it had been piloted and well vetted. And it runs 4 days a week from 3:30 to 4:35, serves 25 to 30 students. And we had recommended that it be put in as a group 2 100-hour club. When we met on September 22nd, we knew we needed to do some work and do some examining of the band and orchestra program with the change in the schedule, as well as the cheerleading program, because we made a switch to our conference, which changed how the games were being run. So as we took a look at those stipends, we found that the Hadley band stipends would need to be reduced to more accurately reflect what's happening now. Orchestra, we were going to need to make an adjustment on a one-year-only basis because of the shift from rehearsals being before school to during the school day. There was a feeling that there was a need to still meet with that intermediate orchestra in addition before school. And then with Hadley cheerleading, we felt that that was a stipend that would need to be adjusted to a group with a lower stipend amount to it, so fewer student contact hours. So I tried to map it all out for you on that chart with every single plus and minus included in there. But our recommendation is that we make these adjustments to the supplemental pay structure. So for several of these, it means moving from one group to another group, adding that ELL club, eliminating a few stipends, replacing them with others. But the overall savings at this point would be $6,400.
And did the group numbers go up? I was trying to look at my old reports. Did the group step amounts go up, or you just provided this for reference?
I provided for reference, and I tried to put the actual, I didn't put people's names, but the actual stipends being paid. So like you'll see in a couple of these, it'll say for one person group three, and for one person group three step three, and another person group three step four. Those are the people who are actually holding the positions instead of making up using a filler for that.
So these are actuals.
These are actual numbers, and it's not a proposal for increases.
Correct.
And then you also said, I know we have cheerleading eliminate here, but that's more for the time difference. But is there any programs that we're removing this year?
Yes, there are some that we're taking a look at. Now, we don't do that until the spring, but I can tell you there are several positions that right now aren't filled, and I don't know that we're going to fill, so they're kind of, we're hold pending them until spring, when in our contract language it says we review and then sunset those activities. That was part of our discussion.
Okay.
So what happens between now and then with those activities? So if no one's there, there's still a stipend being paid?
No. No. We've posted, no one has applied for it, the kids aren't kind of pounding down our door saying we still want to have it, so we're just kind of letting it rest. And then that would be something that we sunset as new things come up. And what we're trying to do is be, flexible and, kind of more nimble with the whole process to make sure that we're...
the market wants.
Right.
On these fees, and I'm with Patrick going back and looking at when's for the first chart you provided us with the steps on the left and the groups on the top. When's the last time we adjusted those from a pay scale standpoint?
They were part of the 2012-2016 agreement with the Glen Ellyn Education Association.
These do not get adjusted until the contract's up?
No, they're frozen at that point. The only thing that would happen is if someone starts out at step one in their second year, they would go to step two.
But that's because
But the actual schedule itself
is negotiated in the contract.
Correct.
And it does not have any increases in the contract.
Correct.
That goes.
Right.
Okay. So that's our chart until the next contract's up.
Right.
Thank you. I wanted to confirm. The other thing that I would like and not necessarily yet to do for your for the approval, but these, this is the adjustments made to the overall stipends. Mm-hmm. If you could just send me, here's the 40 that we have.
Sure.
Just so I can see the breadth and the depth of all the clubs.
Absolutely.
Oh, all the clubs.
Yeah, no, right.
I'll have to pretty it up for you a little bit, Joe, because he has all my notes and stuff. Because we have to track it to provide that information.
Well, if you want to highlight the ones you think are going to be sunsetted.
I can send you the exact sheet because it'll say vacant, kind of no interest kind of thing.
This is good to show the change in global.
Sure.
But my mind still can't wrap itself around the whole global.
How many clubs are we offering?
And
that's good.
No problem.
So we're looking at $6,400 reduction.
And then I did just want to add under the additional cost information, we did send out a call for proposals to see if there were new clubs that staff were interested in, and we're getting those proposals coming back to us. We're meeting October 27th, and Erica will be joining us at that meeting because there may be some things that are coming back. So I didn't want you to feel like we're presenting this one time and then, oh, by the way, this next piece will be coming through.
But this savings is pretty clear because of how we reorganized the band.
Correct. And the cheerleading.
Well, cheerleading is more a conference thing.
Right.
That's something, we change conferences, that changes the way the games are played.
Correct.
Games and all that good stuff. But really, when we decided to take band during the school day,
correct,
then you don't need the stipends because it's really not an extracurricular activity.
Correct.
And that's where the savings is.
Right.
That was all in there.
And we do want to take a look at the band piece at the end of this year, too, because we'll see how things kind of shake out to make sure that it's still needed. Because it may or may not still be needed after that. Because we're still transitioning. Okay, and what we'd like to do is we've got it on the board agenda for discussion this evening. And the reason why we want it on discussion this evening and action on October 27th is the first round of stipends related to this contractually are made in November. So we're trying to hit that November date with the adjustment. Okay? All right, thank you.
So then the final order of business on this evening's finance committee is a transfer of funds from the education fund to the debt service fund. Annually, I bring this recommendation resolution to the finance committee and ultimately to the Board of Education for approval, as we are required to pay particular leases out of our debt service fund. I can't pay them out of, let's say, the education fund, transportation fund, or O&M. They have to go from wherever the funds were originated into the debt service for ultimate payment. So this year I'm looking for support to move $202,553.50 from the education fund into the debt service fund. Again, this is something we do annually, and I'd be happy to entertain any questions at this point. Is this normal?
No, this is normal. This is not a...
I'm supposed to have a question.
Yeah, no. But we are going to note that. No. I'm okay. All right, with that.
That's it. I did want to also mention, though, I'm going to be bringing you another resolution next board meeting, which is when we're going to start discussion of moving money from the Ed and Working Cash Fund into the debt service fund so that we can begin, or we'll have enough money in there to continue to pay bills as a result of construction. I can tell you right now, with the bills that I have in my office, we paid about $3.5 million. And the way the building has picked up in pace, especially with Forest Glen and Churchill coming in line, I talked it over with Jack, and we thought probably mid-December is when I'm going to start hitting that $7 million of funds that we budgeted or that we borrowed from 10B Financial. So I don't want to exceed that amount. I want to make sure that I have sufficient funds in a debt service or actually capital projects fund to be able to pay those bills. So that was just a heads up in terms of what will be coming up, as well as conversations on the levy. That conversation is going to start. And so that's really about all I have for this evening.
Gentlemen, anything else?
Patrick, do you have anything?
Joe?
No, I think though in my one email with you, the PMA stuff were.
Believe me, I think that I emailed you last week.
Yep. So I'm good with that. It's an open item, but from our other meetings, we don't have any other open items.
I don't think so.
No, believe.
I haven't forgotten about.
I wanted to confirm with you.
No, we.
Make sure I didn't.
Because Carolyn tracks all of the requests, and I think we are clean other than the PMA.
And believe me. I go to call. Okay.
No, he's like,
how am I? I need to talk to somebody. How am I going to approach this? So it has not been forgotten. And I will certainly get you that work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Then we're closed for Finance Committee.